KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
We have cloudy, partly cloudy to cloudy skies and 48 degrees in Atlantic, and looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance for isolated showers, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Meyer & Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. The Adair County Board of Supervisors will hold a series of public meetings during their meeting this morning in the courtroom of the courthouse in Greenfield. The meeting begins at 9 a.m. and includes action on a hazard mitigation adoption resolution, a manure management plan update, and the setting of a date for a public hearing on the fiscal year 2017 budget amendment. Then five separate public hearings are set to get underway at 9:30. They are with regard to a combined $9.21 million in general obligation capital loan notes and the authorizing of a loan agreement or agreements. The funds will be used for the construction, reconstruction, improvement, repair, or equipping of certain bridges, roads, and culverts that would assist in economic development, create jobs, and wealth. Each of the hearings will be followed by action on resolutions, instituting proceedings to take additional action. The Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting concludes with discussion pertaining to the courthouse elevator. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer on Tuesday released details about a rollover accident with injuries that took place Sunday afternoon about 2 miles west of Clarinda. Palmer says the driver of a 1995 GMC Yukon, 20-year-old Ashley Kanagi of Clarinda, was westbound on 230th Street at around 4:10 p.m. when she met a vehicle that came into her lane near the intersection with O Avenue. Kanagi said that she swerved to avoid the vehicle and went into the north ditch. Her actions caused the vehicle to roll over twice. Kanagi was transported to the Clarinda Regional Medical Center by Clarinda Ambulance for treatment of unknown injuries. The vehicle she was driving is owned by Richard Sunderman of rural Clarinda. Four children suffered unknown possible injuries during a collision Tuesday morning in Creston. According to Creston police, a 2008 Chevy Impala driven by 16-year-old Emily Rose Marie Donner of Creston was traveling north on Stone Street at around 7:50 a.m. A 2013 Dodge SUV driven by 50-year-old Rayanne Tucker of Creston was traveling east on Mill Street. When Tucker failed to yield at the intersection, the vehicles collided, causing the SUV to flip onto its driver's side. The vehicle then struck a curb and flipped back onto its wheels before coming to rest. Four of Tucker's children traveling in the SUV, ages 9, 3, 5, and 7, were transported to the Greater Regional Medical Center in Creston to be checked out. Tucker was not injured during the collision. Donner complained of pain and possible injury but was not transported to the hospital. Authorities say Tucker was cited for failure to yield. Damage from the crash amounted to $10,000. A vehicle stolen in Creston Tuesday morning was purposely crashed through the fence of a body shop, causing a total of $14,500 damage. Creston police say 24-year-old Nicholas Braxton Shields of Creston was allegedly behind the wheel of the 2014 Kia SUV stolen from the High Crest Auto Lot when the vehicle, which was being driven in a reckless, erratic, careless, negligent manner, crashed through a chain-link fence in front of the F&M body shop. The fence had a large rolling gate that was closed. That incident occurred around 8:45 a.m. Tuesday. Authorities did not say what charges, if any, were filed against Shields. And it's not clear why he allegedly stole a vehicle and crashed it through the gate. Shields wasn't injured during the incident. Sheriff's officials in Union County report 26-year-old Dylan Cole Decker of Lorimore was arrested Monday in Madison County on two Union County warrants for criminal mischief in the second degree and assault causing serious injury. Decker was being held at the Union County Jail on a $5,000 bond. A third person is now charged in the fire that damaged the cedar-covered bridge in Madison County. Madison County Sheriff Jason Barnes says 19-year-old Olivia Marie Bergman of Des Moines was arrested in South Carolina on charges of second-degree arson and first-degree criminal mischief in connection with the Cedar Bridge fire on April 15th. Bergman's arrest follows that of 17-year-old Alex Hoff of West Des Moines and 18-year-old Joel Davis of Norwalk. Both have been charged with second-degree arson. Davis pleaded not guilty. Bergman is awaiting extradition back to Iowa. The sheriff says no more arrests are expected in the case. He's not released any motive for the arson, which destroyed the Cedar Bridge that was featured on the cover of the best-selling novel, The Bridges of Madison County. The news was brought to you this hour by Meyer & Gross Real Estate, celebrating 40 years of great quality service. Give Meyer & Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by at 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.